You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Hello, welcome again. I'm Gareth A. Davis and you're listening to the UFC Buzz Podcast for William Hill. I'm here on the brink of another British fighter potentially winning a world title in the UFC. Yes, it's Darren Till, the Liverpudlian, the welterweight, going up against Tyron Woodley, the American wrestler, brawler, striker, and also, of course, UFC welterweight champion, a very formidable fighter. It takes place in Dallas this weekend at the American Airlines Center. Right there now, reporting for so many outlets, is my old pal, Jim Edwards. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm very well, Gareth. It's just the morning here in Dallas on a Thursday. The fight is approaching very, very quickly. I can't wait for it. I'm very excited. And there's a great undercard on this one as well. So can't wait to talk about it with you.
Okay, well, we're going to get to Woodley versus Till very soon. Just the odds, first of all, on that fight with William Hill. Tyron Woodley to defend his title is 11-10 with William Hill, and Darren Till 8-11 for the bout. There are great odds on this, of course. I mean, I think it's a very, very close fight by the odds. A lot of British commentators putting great store in Darren Till's ability, size, and can he, of course, make the weight in this contest? That's the big thing. A lot's been said. We'll come to that shortly with Jim. But first of all, there's another title fight on the card. The women's flyweight title is taking place, of course. Nico Montaño, the champion at the moment, the women's champion, facing Valentina Shevchenko. Should be a terrific fight. Let's talk about that first. She, of course, won the inaugural women's flyweight championship. Not a vastly experienced fighter, only 6 professional fights, up against a very formidable fighter in Valentina Shevchenko. She has boxed, she has been a formidable kickboxer, and is a much more accomplished and professional mixed martial artist. I only see this one way, I'm afraid, Jim, and I think it's reflected in the odds. 1-12 Valentina Shevchenko, 13-2 Nico Montaño.
Yeah, Gareth, I think the odds say it all there. I think it's very, very hard to make a case for Nico Montaño winning this fight. You look in every single kind of department of where this fight can go, and you pretty much give the edge to Valentina Shevchenko. And in some of those departments, especially striking with a Muay Thai background, it's an extensive advantage. As I said, it's very, very hard to make a case for Nico Montaño. But we both know, of course, that this is a crazy sport. Anything can happen come fight night. We don't know what injuries, if at all, either of them are carrying into the fight. But what can I say? I'm with you on this one. I can only see it ending with a Valentina Shevchenko victory. She'll be the new champion. I think she'll actually get it done by submission.
I think she's going to win by knockout in the first round. The method of result betting with William Hill, Valentina Shevchenko by KO, TKO or DQ, I would hazard a guess. This is my reading of the contest. She will TKO or KO Montaño in the first or second round. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the end of the first round, Jim. I'll tell you why. Speed kills. Shevchenko has very fast hands and dangerous feet. And for me, Montaño does not have very fast hand speed. And that is the issue for this fight. She's going to get peppered early, beaten up, and maybe, like you say, taken to the ground because she's stunned and then submitted. That may well happen. But I think Shevchenko is going to be all over her like a horrible rash.
Yeah, for sure. And like I was saying earlier, even if the fight does get taken to the mat, I still think Shevchenko is a a lot of advantages there. We've seen her pull off some amazing submissions in her last few fights as well. So again, it's only going one way, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if this.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great betting, big odds. Montaño round one is 40-1. Rounds 2 and 3 is 50-1. Round 4, 66-1. And round 5, 80-1. You know, these kind of upsets with the skill sets, when you look at them, are very unusual. When there's an upset like this, it would be one of the big upsets of all time for me if Montaño wins this fight. Look, I'm picking, as I said, Shevchenko to win this late in the first round or maybe early in the second round by stoppage, submission. You're going for, I'm going for knockout. Let's talk about the main event now. Darren Till, he's a guy, as you've come up through your career, you've followed Darren's entire career. I followed years ago, I heard Dan Hardy talking about him. Dan Hardy, of course, fighting George St. Pierre for the UFC welterweight belt all those years ago, way back in Newark, New Jersey. I think I was one of very few British journos over there at the time. Now there's a whole phalanx of British fighters. Michael Bisping has already broken the mold and become a UFC champion. Chance for Darren Till now to do something formidable and take the title from Tyron Woodley. I'm nailing my colours to the mast here. As long as he makes weight, and I think it looks very good for him, and we've heard about his nutrition, I think he'll try and bust through Tyron Woodley. I've seen Woodley slightly intimidated. It would not surprise me to see Till draw Woodley into a brawl, into a striking brawl. I know Woodley will go and try and go to the mat and use the takedown and his brilliant wrestling skills, but I think Till will have too much for him, and I do think that Till is going to get a knockout in this fight. I think it'll be very exciting, and I'm seeing a late second round or early third round knockout for that very reason, that Till is going to try and go and bust through this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think you brought up a lot of very good points there. I think that, first of all, being the making weight on Friday, we know that yesterday he told us that he was 182 pounds on Wednesday night, meaning obviously 12 left over the next 48 hours. So is he going to make weight? I think it's going to be difficult for him. I don't think it's going to be very much fun, but I think, speaking to everyone in and around him, he's the lowest that he's ever been ahead of a fight at this point. He feels very confident in himself that he's going to make it. He's not enjoying it by any stretch of the imagination, but he says he's going to make it. So we'll see about that tomorrow night. But let's say, you know, we do head into fight night, all things even, he does make that recovery that we expect him to make. Like you as well, I just think when you look at the two, size, power, you know, just the range that Darren has on him and the tools that he has at his disposal, I think it's going to be a very, very tough night for Tyron Woodley. And, you know, we've thought many times before that someone might have Tyron's number, but never before has he stood in front of such an imposing character like Darren. It's when you do see the two side by side and up close, like we did yesterday at the open workouts, like Darren is almost about twice. It feels like Darren's almost twice the size of him. It's quite insane. But like you, I think we have to respect Woodley's weapons. His wrestling background is, you know, you can't question that. He's also got an extremely powerful right hand. It's a bit of an equalizer. But when I lay this one down on paper and I look at them skill for skill, I can just see Darren with his... I think he just uses his tools, which, you know, other people don't have, to his great advantage. And I think that the game plan is going to be important. And from what I've heard, it's... they're going to try and force him into making a mistake, and then they're going to try and knock him out. So, well, I'm actually going for a second round knockout.
Yeah, I mean, the two guys, and it's a long time ago that Nate Marquardt beat Tyron Woodley, but Rory McDonald's victory over him and Nate Marquardt's victory over him, particularly Rory McDonald, he's the same size as Darren Till. Rory McDonald is a very, very large welterweight. Of course, he's stepping up to face Gegard Mousasi in a super fight in Bellator at the end of the month, which is fascinating in itself. But for me, the one guy to have really owned Woodley was McDonald in that fight. And you look at the kind of range and the kind of ranginess of Till compared to McDonald, who's a much more precise fighter. I think that is key in this fight. But like you say, Woodley does have very dangerous hands. But I think Till probably has a very good chin. I think he's up for this. I think he'll lay it all on the line in this fight. For me, this is bust or glory for him, because he's forced his way. He's smashed and grabbed his way into this world title. He didn't make weight in what we might now consider an eliminator against Stephen Thompson. He is being favoured by the UFC and being put in there. Yes, because he has a following. He's an exciting fighter. He knows how to sell a fight. And frankly, it's very thrilling, the thought of these two men going at it, because they're both heavy-handed, they both are naturally aggressive, and I don't think we're going to see a standoff for 25 minutes like we have done in a lot of Thompson's last fights, obviously two of them against Tyron Woodley. I really do think it's going to be a fascinating night. I cannot wait for that klaxon to sound. Method of result, betting with William Hill. Tyron Woodley by KO, TKO or DQ, 7-2. Woodley by decision 5-2, Tyron Woodley by submission 9-1, Darren Till by submission 28-1. That's a very, very good bet, by the way. Darren Till by decision 5-2, Darren Till by KO, TKO or DQ 2-1. Because who's to say that Till won't submit Tyron Woodley if he's stunned him with a big shot? That is a very, very fine bet. I might well head down to the shop myself shortly after this podcast. It's a night that Till, just to recap on this, to finalise this bit, it's a night when Darren Till, MMA, UFC, Bellator, they still haven't quite crossed over into the mainstream in British sport yet, Jim. On the wireframe, they're there, but it's not mainstream like cricket, rugby, football, boxing even. These are the nights that change the destiny of the sport in the UK, if I'm right in saying.
Yeah, no, 100% sure. I've been asked this question this week, actually. Is Darren Till mainstream yet? And he's not mainstream yet at all. But, you know, the world title win certainly helped that case. And on Saturday, I think, you know, something that very special does happen, like we think it might do. I think we could see just a bit of a boom of the sport in our country. He's such a likeable character, and he's such a personality that people can get behind. And I think, like you say, if he wins on Saturday, it could be very big for the sport in the UK.
My thanks to Jim Edwards. Enjoy the fight on Saturday night, Jim. We look forward to your reports for the newspapers and also, of course, for people like Fighters Only Now, who you're also working with. I'm Gareth A. Davis. You've been listening to the UFC Buzz podcast. Our best wishes go to Darren Till, the Liverpudlian, fighting Tyron Woodley at the American Airlines Center in Dallas on Saturday night, in a night when he tries to win the UFC welterweight crown. I'm Gareth A. Davis. I'll see you next time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.